All right. Don't know what was wrong with that. But anyway, we are right here at the radio station in Clearwater, Florida, TANTalkNetwork.com. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, along with my associate pastor, Pastor Jim Ellsbury. And we are talking about the Word of God. Cindy Logan from Indiana and our ministry there will probably join us here shortly. And we are talking today about Jesus being our prosperer and everything that that means. And how that it means so much more than giving you money in your bank account. It means that you learn to flourish in the house of the Lord. We have a show on Thursday nights. I want to mention briefly. It's our life coaching show. It's counseling, free counseling with Dr. Angel Falzoni from our ministry. She's a PhD, licensed mental health counselor, and me with my other name, Mama Mac. And that's Thursday nights at 6:06 p.m. for an hour. And we get into all kinds of topics. It's really, Pastor Jim, you're in social work. It's a good way for people to get some insight into all kinds of topics, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, and I like the way that the show isn't, I don't want this to come out wrong, but it's not religious.
Right, it's not.
It's not, but the whole backbone of it is the Bible.
It is.
Okay. And yeah. I know you and Angel would agree with that.
We do.
The backbone of it is scriptural teaching.
But we're not spouting scripture like we do on Sunday afternoon.
Right,
it's counseling.
It's more of a counseling,
yes.
Life coaching sort of show, and it's great.
It is. It's just, so join us this Thursday night and every Thursday night. 6:06 p.m. This week is, the title is Enjoying Your Relationships. So it's a good show coming up here. Enjoying Your Relationships this Thursday night, 6:06 p.m. right here on TANTalkNetwork.com and 106.1 FM in the Tampa Bay area, 104.3 FM in the Dade City, Zephyr Hills area. And, of course, we have 3 a.m. stations here, too, 1340, 1350. You can look up there and see it. I can't see it from where I am. What are they?
And 1400. 1340, 1350, and 1400.
There we go. So it's on. We're on a lot of stations. And every after we do these shows, every weekend, you can find at 10 a.m. Eastern on www.starcomradionetwork.com. They will play this show we're doing today again on Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m., to a whole different audience, it seems, because Starcom Radio Network is played in almost 60 cities across the United States and several countries. So a lot of people are hearing these shows. And again, I echo Pastor Jim. We would love to hear from you. We know you're out there. We know you're listening. And we'd love to hear from you in your prayer requests or your praise reports. Anything else you want to say about that?
Well, I mean, I was just going to say absolutely. If God's doing something through this ministry, we would love
would
to
love
know
to hear
that.
From you. It's always encouraging to us.
Right. It's always good to know what God is doing.
Well, and go ahead.
And just, you know, it's good to hear what he's doing in your lives.
Right.
You know, I mean.
And sometimes we get people saying, well, if I gave to your ministry, where would it go? It goes for these radio shows.
Exactly.
Exactly where it goes. And so if you want to go to our webpage, which is our website, www.bohmglobal.com, Beacon of Hope Ministries. So bohmglobal.com. Go to the bottom of the homepage where it says donations, open it up, and you'll have a PayPal opportunity there to give. And all money that comes in there goes to the radio broadcasts. So with that said, we're talking about the name of Jesus. We're talking about who he is on this show. And if you're just now joining us, you've missed the first half, you can go back and catch this tonight. I'll be on podcast. How you would find that is TANTalkNetwork.com and open up podcasts and go down to the name of the show, which is Living the Good Life. Our Thursday night show is called Go Yard, which means hitting a home run in life. So you can catch this show even this evening if you want. So, Pastor Jim, I'm going to start this second hour with the song Your Name, one of my favorites by the group Selah. You know how much I love that song.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got a lot to talk about. Maybe Cindy will join us. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. As morning dawns and evening fades, you inspire songs of praise that rise from earth to touch your heart and glorify your name. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nations sing it loud. Nothing has the power to save but your name. Jesus, in your name we pray. Come and fill our hearts to
Jesus.
Oh,
God. Praise God, the power of the name of Jesus. Woo! The power of that precious name. Who is he? He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's the healer of your body. He's the savior of your soul. He's the one that wants to teach you how to grow and flourish in him. He wants you to be more than you've been. Right. He wants you to be all you can be. Welcome, Cindy Logan, to the show. We've missed you. How are you, my dear?
Hi, folks. I'm doing great. Is the reception good?
Yes.
Yeah,
you're good.
Good.
Okay, you're good.
Cool. All right, wonderful. Calling from the house phone.
Good.
Sorry about the delay. One of the rare occasions my daughter wanted to treat me to dinner. I couldn't.
Oh, well, that's
it.
Great.
Yes. Oh,
that's nice.
Yes, let's go.
Right. That's great.
No, but I'm more than happy to be here and ready to praise the Lord for all he's doing for me and share that with the listeners today. Thank you so much. So much.
You just got a new job. You just got a new place to live, right? Everything.
Folks, I am looking. I'm looking for a home. I've selected the area. Now just praying the Lord will open the doors to finding that right place. I got a call today from the job. They want me to start a week later than I had planned. So I know whatever reason that's God's will, maybe something is going to open up for the move between now and then. That gives me 2 full weeks to start.
Well, that's
point.
Good.
That's good.
God knows what he's doing.
I think it's good because I was feeling a little overwhelmed with time pressure, you know,
yes,
with everything that has
yes.
to be done when you get ready to make a big move like that. So,
well, we're
but
very
yes,
happy for
me
you.
Some opportunities that only he could have provided.
Praise God. Well, God is moving and he's answering prayers and he's changing our lives. And sometimes in kind of dramatic ways, but you know what?
And quickly.
And if we just stay tuned to what he's doing and stay in tune with him, then we see what his plan is. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 12, and we're looking forward to your input here. Cindy was a part of my church I pastored in Indiana that I began in 1985. She and her family were a part of that church. So was Betty and Megan that are our part of the radio team. And it's so cool, Cindy, how we have reconnected and how you're a part of Beacon from a distance. And it's a joy to have you on our radio team. We're glad you're with us.
Thank you.
Hebrews chapter 12.
I really look forward to it.
Oh, we always look forward to your input. Hebrews 12, starting with verse 1, and I'm in the Message Bible, so we're going to get Pastor Jim's input from another translation here in a minute.
Okay.
And it says right here, do you see what this means? All these pioneers who blazed the way, all these veterans cheering us on, it means we better get on with it. Strip down, start running, and never quit. No extra spiritual fat, no parasitic sins. Keep your eyes on Jesus. And then there's more there, but I want to stop right there. PJ, start with that, and then we'll go to Cindy here in just a minute. How easy it is to get our eyes off Jesus.
Right. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, referring to those pioneers of faith in
right.
chapter 11,
right.
let us also lay aside every weight and the sin which so clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
Amen.
I mean that.
The sin that so easily hangs on to us, right?
Well, and each of us, I think, have those, and this would sound probably more like go yard, but we each have those issues.
We have those issues, yes.
That cling on to us, those weaker points. And Satan,
absolutely.
You know, Satan and the flesh will certainly use those. And I like, you know, cling so closely.
Yes.
You know, those things, those sins we want to hold on to because maybe we think they're not that bad.
Right.
But, you know, it's still sin, and it still gets in, it still weighs us down. It's one of those weights, and the writer of Hebrews says to lay aside all those weights.
Lay that off.
We've got a race to run, and we can't run it if we've got 40 pounds of ankle weights on our feet.
Right.
You know? So
often people don't understand they're in a race, you know, that this life is more than right here. I had somebody say to me yesterday, a stranger, in a conversation I was having with this lady, she said, I wonder if people know there's more to life than what is right here. And I said, yes, I think the problem is a lot of people don't believe that there's more to life, that there is eternal life mm-hmm. after this. And I don't know if that's what she meant, but that's what I said. Yes, there's more to life. There's eternal life after this. Talk to us, Cindy, about this. So important that we fix our eyes on Jesus.
Well, first of all, with the scripture and the talking about the things that weigh us down or hold us back, and, you know, I've experienced something personally that's been a, let's just say an addiction, for example, a weight that's, I didn't think of it too big of a sin, but, you know, like, I don't know how God felt about it, but he allowed it, whatever, all these years, and
right.
sometimes it'd weigh on me and sometimes it wouldn't, but when it comes right down to it, and I wanted to deal with that, and I presented it to the Lord, he showed me that he can take that away instantly.
Whoa.
Complications, side effects. And I'm talking about a medication. Let me just be real. It is not something illegal, but a medication I've been addicted to for a number of years now, my support, my crutch that said I need this for my body to function today
right.
because it makes me feel better. It
mm-hmm.
helps my arthritis pain, you know?
Right.
But it's not something I can just go buy off the shelf. I have to obtain it through certain means. But, you know, one day with this new job and the move and all this stuff going on, I brought that before the Lord and I said, you know, I don't want to go into a older age addicted to any kind of medication
right.
or anything that's going to cause me problems later in life or that I can't function without it. I want to be free of anything that I'm dependent on that isn't of God. And you know what? I'm not taking that medication for 2 weeks.
Praise God.
Of course, I'm not working right now, so that does help.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm not needing it. I'm not craving it. I'm not having side effects. I mean, you know, I went for a few days with the side effects of detoxing my body. But at the same time, I'm okay with it. God
Praise
has taken
God.
That dependency. Like I said, when he wants something done in your life, he does it quickly.
Yes.
All these things that I've prayed to come to pass are now being, his prayers are being answered.
Woo!
But he is doing things so mightily and so quickly. And when this stuff happens, you know it's him. You know it's God. So, I've been dealing with this stuff, you know, my own, like, toying with it, kind of stress in my mind. And now I don't even have to do that anymore. Now it's
wow.
like, I get up every morning, I take my vitamins, you know, I drink all lots of water. I do all the natural healthy things that we need to do for our body, but I don't have a dependency on anything. Because
fantastic.
God took that away.
You know how important that is? I am so glad you shared that, because all of our listeners probably have areas in their lives of things that they just haven't dealt with, or things that they know they should let go of, or whatever the case may be. Go ahead, PJ. How important this is. Thank you for being so real and so truthful, Cindy.
We just get so comfortable with
we
it, though.
We do.
That's the way our life is, you know?
We do.
Right, and I like what you said, Cindy, about sometimes it bothered you, sometimes it didn't. I mean, all of us, I think, have those things that probably are holding us back.
Right.
And yet they're not maybe specifically on God's list of big sins.
Right.
Not something that it's something that is allowed, but we are so much better off without it.
Without it. We're healthier without it.
We're healthier and spiritually healthier.
Right.
I'm right there with you, girl. I'm right there with you.
Well, like you said, we're running this race, and
yes.
God wants us to do more. What he's put on me is, I want you to do more.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to be bigger in me than what you've been.
Amen.
So maybe this thing is one of the things he just got out of the way.
Yes.
So I don't focus on my pain so much. I can use that time to focus on something for him.
Amen.
Well, I don't know if you had a chance to listen to our first hour. You must not have, but you did listen to the Facebook post. Okay. And the Facebook post, we're talking about flourishing. okay? That's what God wants for us. And also, I gave the definition on the Facebook post of true success. And it really is when we become all that God wants us to be, where we are pleasing him. PJ, that's where we were as we ended the first hour, where we are pleasing him with every area of our life. And Cindy, you just gave us a fantastic example of what this means, running this race and pleasing him. PJ, go to you, and then we'll go to Cindy.
Well, and the starting in verse 2 here in Hebrews chapter 12, looking to Jesus.
Yes.
You know, it's one of my, I write down a little, like, if the Greek yes. word means something cool, I'll write it off to the
sure,
side.
Sure, me too.
And this means, the Greek word there for looking is aphorao, to turn the eyes away from other things and fix them on one thing, on some one thing. And that's what that, it's not just looking,
yes.
it's not just giving a glance over at Jesus. It's looking away from all this other stuff. Cindy, you had mentioned, like, not worrying about the pain and stuff like that, you know, letting these other things drop off so we can fix our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of our faith.
Mm-hmm.
And I love this, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross.
Yeah.
He despised the shame, but because he endured it, he's now seated at the right hand of God. Sometimes we have to, well, Jesus said, take up our cross and follow
sure,
him.
Sure, absolutely.
Because on the other side of that is glory, is being seated with God.
Right. Amen. Amen. Right on. Talk to us, Cindy, about this.
I had that conversation with my friend the other day about endurance. What I've been through in my lifetime as an individual human being is horrendous.
I know.
But God allowed me to endure every trial. He saw me through it. He could have changed it. He could have stopped it right there, what was going on, but he didn't for a reason, because I endured that trauma, that trial, whatever it was. He allowed me to endure it and bring me through it so I could
right.
be who I am today.
Amen.
So I wouldn't be here this strong of a person with such a clear vision of God's plan and for my life at this point, had I not endured some of that stuff. But the thing is, patience and endurance and get through it, and it's stressful and it's painful, but I'm here to tell you, on the other side, when it's over and he starts clearing the way, I guess is the way I see
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right.
You look back, I look back and say, wow, man, I'm glad I stuck it out. I'm glad I stayed at
yes.
that job. I'm glad I did that, because look what he's given me now.
Yes, amen.
Because I didn't quit.
And it is running that race. You're not a quitter. We run this spiritual race. You know, as we mentioned in a minute ago, Paul said to Timothy, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. And when our soul is prospering, when we're in the Word of God, when we are really learning God's principles, when we're singing his songs, when we desire to be what he wants us to be, we begin to really flourish. Talk to us about that, PJ, because that's what you're talking about, Cindy. Life changes as we get serious about this race we're in.
Well, it's so true. You know, Paul likens it to a race, likens it to an athletic event. Here the writer of Hebrews says, we're in this race. We've got all these people cheering us on. And, you know, think about it. It's like, ooh, wow, that's kind of cool. All these people that have gone before cheering us on to the finish line. But keeping our eyes on Jesus. Letting everything else just go.
Oh, amen.
You know, and, you know, there are so many distractions. We talked a little bit about it earlier about, you know, just the craziness in the world. All that can be so
distracting. Yeah.
But we need to fix our eyes on Jesus, because he's the one that's got it under control. He is the Lord. He is the King.
Mm-hmm.
It's in his hands.
Amen.
And it's like, well, I think of like plowing a field. You know, I like, they explained it once on Little House on the Prairie, so I know how this works.
really? Really?
You don't fix your eyes right in front of you if you're plowing a field. You fix them all the way down at the end of the row because that's how you keep the row straight.
That's right.
Otherwise, you're going to be, you know, going all over the place. You fix them on a point straight ahead, and that's where you focus. It's the same thing here because you're not distracted and you're not looking down. You're not going to lose your way because you're focused. You're fixed on Jesus.
I used to, in the early years of my marriage in Indiana, Cindy, I would ride the tractor with my father-in-law, and we'd be out in the field, and he would say that very same thing, Pastor Jim. Keep your eye over there as you're driving. I don't want any crooked rows whatsoever. He prided himself in getting to the end of the field perfectly straight and then the next row. And, you know, we've so often get so distracted. Talk to us, Cindy. We're going to go to a powerful song here in just a minute. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just thinking about your Facebook post about that very thing. When you're running a race and your eyes turn to side to side because you get distracted.
Right.
And like you said, in this world, everything that's going on inevitably is prophecy coming to pass.
Mm-hmm.
Don't focus on it, you know? Don't focus on this terrible stuff that's happening because we know already it's going to happen. And there's more yet to come.
Yeah.
So we have to focus on what we have to do to move ahead and take as many people along with us, get them on the path with us, and ensure them that everything is going to be okay in with Jesus. If you stick with him, we're all going to get through this. And that's the biggest burden I have on my heart right now is I see this, and I know how to stay on the track and run this race, but there's so many loved ones that I have out there that are not getting it, that are not getting on board, that are panicking and fretting, all this stuff going on. And I just wish there was some way I could do more to help them understand what they need to do.
Well,
I know. I know the radio program. I know the music. I know there's so many things that help.
But we can pray specifically this way. Lord, help them to realize that they need to keep their eyes fixed on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we're in. And then I love what it says here. There he is. He's in the place of honor because he finished the race. You know, Paul talks about the race. We're going to talk about 2 Timothy 4 in a minute. But it's so easy to get distracted and get your eyes off of the race. PJ, talk about this before we go to Press On. I know. So great. What a great song.
Well, it is, and I like what you said, Cindy. I mean, you know, I love biblical prophecy, but that can be a distraction too.
It can,
because
it can be scary
trying to read into all the news stories. Well, where does this fit prophetically? Where does this fit? Well, that just gets you out wandering around in the desert.
Right.
You just need to fix your eyes on Jesus.
It can really get you off track.
Exactly,
it can.
Because I firmly believe when it happens, when those things are truly fulfilled, we're going to know it.
Well, we're going to know it.
We're not going to need to be distracted wondering about is this it or not. We're going to know because we will have kept our eyes on Jesus. The Holy Spirit will have guided us and directed us and will reveal that to us.
Amen.
But the key is keeping our eyes
Keep your eyes on Jesus. Quick word from you, Cindy, before the song.
I agree totally. That's it. If you keep, he will show you. I mean, he shows me what is of him and what is not. So you have to have that clarity to know when you're hearing from the Lord and it not some other sources.
Amen. Press on, Selah. That last song we did was not Selah, was it? It was Paul Baloche.
Paul Baloche.
I'm sorry. But this is Selah. Press on. Love it, song. Love this song.
When the valley is deep, when the mountain is deep, when the body is weary, when we stumble and fall, when the choices are given our all.
Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
In Jesus' name, we press on.
Strength to press on. So we're talking about Cindy and PJ. We're talking about pressing on. Let's go to 2 Timothy 4, and we'll just get a little bit out of that because we don't have much time left. But I want to talk about how Paul talks about running this race. Can you believe an hour and a half has already passed? I mean, it has. I know. PJ's throwing his hands up there, Cindy. Can't believe it.
It's just flown by.
Has it? Oh, wow. It has for us,
yeah,
too.
For me, it's like,
wow.
Gosh.
We had an amazing service this morning. So in 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul is talking about the fact that he was about ready to die. And it was very close to, we don't know how close to his death, but Paul was beheaded. And we have no idea how soon this was, right, before he died. But it seems to be pretty close.
Yeah, chances are he wrote this from the Mamertine prison just before, you know, not too long before he was beheaded. I mean, he just says, it's right here. I'm
getting ready to die. PJ, where do you want to start? Verse 5, or do you want to start before that? Or 6?
Well, we can start with verse 6, because he says, I'm already being poured out as a drink offering.
Yeah.
And the time of my departure has come now. I don't know. I just get all choked up when I read that.
Right. He knew he was about ready to die.
And the imagery here, a drink offering. I mean, the grapes were going to be crushed and he was going to be poured out on the altar.
Right.
And he knew that. He said, the time of my departure has come. And yet he wasn't despairing at all. He says, I have fought the good fight. And again, it's not only a race we're in, it's a fight.
It's a fight.
We're in it. We're in a fight. I have finished the race.
Yes.
Oh, just think about, you know, what we just talked about in Hebrews about running that race with endurance. Paul says, I've crossed the finish line.
Mm-hmm.
I've done every, I get chills. I just want to cry. I've done everything that God has asked me to do.
Right.
I've finished the race. I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
I am so ready to go. And he says, henceforth, well, he says, I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, who is the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but to all who have loved his appearing. So Paul said, you know what? I'm going to get some crowns, and this is one of them. It's the crown of righteousness because I have longed for and loved the coming of our Lord.
Oh, amen. I love the way he puts it. In fact, at my dad's memorial service, when he passed away in 2007, my brother-in-law Myron, who's now with the Lord, Myron put at the end of Dad's video this scripture, and I with sunset. I don't know if you were there, PJ. No, you weren't
no,
in 07.
No.
And that's what he put there in that video at the end. And I have fought the good fight. I finished the race. And that's what we all need to be able to say at the time that we know that we are getting ready to go be with the Lord. Sometimes it happens and we don't even quickly and we don't know that it's our time. But at any rate, we should be preparing now to say, I have fought this fight. Talk to us, Cindy.
I have kept the faith. That is my scripture. And, you know, every day that I encounter, that's what wells up in me the most, is that no matter what happens, I'm faced up, man.
Yeah, you are. You're the one.
That's my coin phrase.
That's your coin phrase.
I am faced up.
Yes.
I am faced up. So no matter what we endure,
right,
I am faced up knowing that I'm going to see this day, that Jesus is coming.
Yes.
I am going to be rewarded.
Yes.
I am getting my crown. I am walking the streets of gold. I mean, I find myself watching videos about people who say they've gone to heaven.
Right.
Just because I want to know what it's like. And I'm excited. For real, I'm excited. You
right.
know, I'm faced up knowing that this is going to come to pass.
Oh, amen.
And I'll be so ready. And I have those days like Timothy where I say, just take me today, Lord. I'm ready. I've run
right.
my race.
Right.
You think I've done enough? But he comes back and says, nope, I'm not ready for you to go yet.
Well,
you haven't done everything.
That's right. We've got to be ready for his perfect timing. It really ties in with Hebrews 12, where we just were. When we're going through this life here on this earth, we've got to fix our eyes on Jesus, mm-hmm. the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy of the pain of what he was going to have to face, he endured it, even went to the cross of shame. He did it because God said, this is how you're going to be able to be the Passover lamb and the sacrificial lamb for salvation for everyone who calls on his name and believes him. And, you know, this week there was this little song that we've sung it at nursing home ministry sometimes, rolling over and over in my spirit again, into my heart. Into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today,
come in to stay.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. And for you out there that are listening somewhere around this big, huge globe, does he live on the inside of you? Do you even know what it means to fix your eyes on Jesus? Do you know him as your personal Lord and Savior? Is he that for you? Is he your Savior, your Deliverer, your Safety, your Helper, your Prosperer? Is he the one causing you to prosper? Is he the one that is working on the inside of you? Talk to us, Cindy, and then we'll go back to PJ on all this.
Well, you know, I hope there are listeners out there that would say yes. A lot of them that will say yes, I know him, and I totally am in that relationship with him. But I know in my spirit there's so many more out there that don't know how to have that relationship with God and with Jesus as their friend to walk with every day. I just feel led that I don't know if we have time, but maybe we should bring the opportunity.
Yes,
today
we
for
should.
Some of our listeners to come to the Lord today and ask that.
We do have time. We always have time. Let's do that.
We make time.
As lay lay it on my heart, because give them the opportunity if not.
Let's do that right now. And so for those of you out there, that if you died tonight, tomorrow, would you be confident that you would be in the arms of Jesus for all eternity? Or is it something you are not sure of? It's on Cindy's heart, it's on PJ's, it's on mine, that there are listeners.
The Holy Spirit's so big. This is of God, folks.
This is.
We want some of you out there to ask him in today.
Absolutely. I totally agree. Because so often we talk about God. It's what I've been saying, what this series is all about. Who is he? So many people know about him, but they don't know him. And the goal is to know him as your personal Lord and Savior, so that you can be like Paul someday and say, I ran that race. From the moment I found Jesus, I ran the race to the best of my ability. I finished the course. I did what I was called to do. PJ, talk about that a minute before we go to this prayer of salvation.
I grew up in church. I'll give a little bit, just a smidge of my testimony. Because I'm rapidly approaching, it's been 44 years.
Wow.
Since I asked Jesus into my heart for real. I mean, I grew up in church, thought I was saved for a long time, went through, you know, some rebellion, but I always had a hunger. I wanted to know God. And I, the day came when I did ask Jesus, you know, I did accept him as my Savior. I said, you know, yeah, this is what I want.
Right.
And from that day forward, there have been some bumps. I've taken a few detours I probably ought not to have. But he's been with me all that time. And he will stick closer than a brother.
Right.
Because he wants to live inside of you. He wants to give you a life so far above just what's now.
Right.
You know, sometimes we think, is this all there is? No, there's so much more.
Exactly.
Because the creator of the universe wants to have a relationship with you. And God, even though we have walked away, he provided the way back in Jesus.
Amen.
He provided that at Calvary, at the cross. He ensured it by the resurrection.
Yes.
You know, it was paid for and at the cross, and the whole thing changed, became new.
Right.
At the resurrection.
Oh, amen. And it's because God raised Jesus from the dead that we can pray this prayer. Cindy, will you repeat it after me? And listeners, if you are not confident of your salvation right now, if you're not sure that if you died tonight, you would be in the arms of Jesus for all eternity, and you need to pray this along with Cindy as I pray it. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now.
In the precious name of Jesus.
In the precious name of Jesus.
Jesus, who is the Son of God and the Lamb of God.
Jesus, who is the Son of God and the Lamb of God.
I believe that God sent Jesus to this earth.
I believe that God sent Jesus to this earth
to die on a cross for my sins and sicknesses.
To die on a cross for my sins and sicknesses.
I believe that God the Father raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God the Father raised Jesus from the dead.
And that he is a risen Lord and conquered death.
That he is a risen Lord and has conquered death.
I ask you now, Lord, to forgive me for anything and everything.
I ask you, Lord, now to forgive me for anything and everything
that I have ever said or done that was not pleasing to you.
That I have ever said or done that is not pleasing to you.
I invite you to come live in me.
I invite you to come live in me.
I want you to be my Savior and my Lord.
I want you to be my Savior.
I want you to deliver me from all those things that are hindering my walk with you.
I want you to deliver me from all those things that would hinder my walk with you.
I accept you now as my personal Lord and Savior.
I accept you now as my personal Lord and Savior.
This I pray.
This I pray.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And you're here, Lord Jesus.
Soak it in. Praise God. If you ask the Lord into your heart during that prayer time and that wonderful song, then just let us know. We'd like to talk to you. We'd like to help you get started in your walk with the Lord. It's always good to start with the book of John and the New Testament. Pastor Jim, and then I'm going to Cindy here. Woo, that was powerful time.
That was powerful. Yeah, it's if you prayed that prayer and truly invited Jesus in, then wow, you just started all over again. And there's no other, everything you've ever done, every failure, every sin, it's gone. Just think about that. It's gone.
Amen.
And if the
new
devil,
beginning.
Yeah, if the devil comes and tries to trip you up and say, well, what you did on blah, 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 blah date in this year, no, it's gone. it's gone. The blood of Jesus has taken it away. As far as Scripture says, Psalm 103, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. And one thing to remember, you can keep going east and never get west. Okay?
It's just a big globe.
It's just a big old circle. You're never going to get there.
Right.
And that's how far away God has removed your sins.
There's now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. He wants you to know that when you ask him to forgive you, he forgives you.
Amen.
Buries it in the deepest sea and doesn't remember it, which is wild. That's Psalm 103. Go read Psalm 103 and meditate on that. Cindy, talk to us. What a great show. Wow. Wow.
Oh, awesome, awesome. It feels so great to be able to bring new babies to the Lord.
Doesn't
bring somebody
it?
Back that,
yes.
that went away for a while, because I yes. know all about that. I was just thinking with Pastor Jim, I committed when I had my baptism with you in 1990, mm-hmm. 27 years, and I've ran and I ran and I ran. I didn't want to commit for so long. And I just want to tell the folks, you can have a blessed life now.
Yes.
It's not all about your rewards in heaven. You can have a blessed life
yes.
now.
Yes, amen.
Be a friend. Let Jesus be your friend and ask him in everything, and he will put his hand on it, and prayer
amen.
Will be answered, and doors will open for you now that you never dreamed possible if you have the faith. And like they said, don't do it alone. Call us, email, contact the ministry. Plenty of people help you with this walk and
right.
any questions that come up.
Amen.
And if you are in this area, you know, in the Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater area, Pasco County, you know, email me. Let's get together. You know, we invite you to come to Beacon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where
Sunday morning at 10.
Sunday morning at 10, where you will hear the word. We have great praise and worship.
Great people.
Great people, great fellowship. Yeah, I would love to have you.
Absolutely. So just email Pastor Jim at bohmglobal.com. For both of you, you know, this just goes right wrong along with Jesus being our prosperer. He wants us to flourish. He wants us to grow up in our walk with him. He wants us to sprout up,
mm-hmm.
you know, and be like the tree that's planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit, Psalm 1, in its season. Its leaf does not wither, and everything he does prospers. And that's what God desires for you. Not that you be wealthy, wealthy, and have a yacht. That's not what that means. It means that you flourish, and be true success is becoming all that God has ordained
Amen.
For you to be. Talk to us, Cindy. We're getting almost done here. I want you both to have a chance to really talk a minute. Go ahead, Cindy.
Well, like you said, what God has ordained for you, God has a plan for each and every one of us, and it doesn't matter what we did bad in our eyes. What the sins were or how far astray we got, he will bring you back in line with the plan
mm-hmm.
if you seek him for
yes.
the guidance in
yes.
any decision to try to just ask your will, Lord, not mine, and let him direct you. There is a path and a ministry or a plan or a destination for each and every one of us to walk as we're running the race. So
amen.
If you're lost and you just don't know where to turn or what to do, what's my purpose? We all ask that every now and then. God will show you your purpose, and then you'll feel like you have something to live for.
Amen.
Amen. That's so true. And like that scripture I read earlier about being an old age and still
mm-hmm.
having sap and being green.
Sure.
You know, some people think, well, I'm too old to start this ministry. I'm too old to... How can God use me? I mean,
no.
I just got saved today, and I'm 70 years old. You'd be surprised. I mean, literally, God can use any yielded vessel.
Amen.
All you have to do is yield to him. Find out what he wants you to do.
Yes.
And be willing to do it, because he can use any yielded vessel.
Amen.
That's all it takes is to be a vessel for him. Young, old, smart, not so smart. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't
as long
matter.
As you yield to God, he will use you. I mean, you know, Paul said sometimes, you know, Paul was trained. He was a genius,
yeah.
basically. And yet he said, you know, I count that as all loss in order to know Jesus.
Yes.
That's the important thing.
That's it.
It doesn't matter how smart you are. Doesn't matter how educated you are, how rich you are, how powerful you are. What matters is, do you know Jesus?
That's it. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And that's what this radio show is all about. If you want to plant your tithes and offerings into the furtherance of the gospel here, like I said earlier, go to our website, www.bohmglobal.com, and open the bottom at the page where it says donations, and go to PayPal, and you can give a donation there. I'm going to give you both just a quick moment here to say a final thought. Cindy, start first. We're so glad you joined us today. We love having you on the show. You're a valuable member of this radio team, Cindy Logan.
I appreciate that. You know, I'm human. I need to hear that once in a while, because sometimes I say, oh, Lord, really? Me? Why me? You know, I'm nobody special. But that's just how he works, because this is a bond I have with him, and a relationship and a commitment that this is what he asked me to do, and I do it for the glory of him.
Right.
And so thanks, everybody, for listening, and get a hold of this good stuff. Pass it on to your friends. We have the previous shows on
yes.
the radio station
yes.
online. You can access
right. podcast.
So, the podcast. So
living
yeah,
the good life.
Welcome to our ministry.
Amen.
Wow.
Thank you, Cindy. That's great.
You were going to say welcome aboard, weren't
yes,
you?
Yes, welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard.
Yes, be a part of this.
This is Cindy, your
ministry.
Cruise director.
Oh. That's great, Cindy. Thank you so much, dear, for taking the time. We love it. We'll talk to you
You're
very
welcome.
Soon. Go ahead,
God
PJ.
God bless you.
All right, cool. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye, Cindy.
Bye. Good to talk to you. Bye. Good to see you on the air.
Yes.
Amen.
See you soon on the air.
I mean, I just want to echo what Cindy said. It's important that, you know, we just know that God can use us.
Mm-hmm.
Where we are, all we got to do is say yes. All we have to do is say yes to him. And, yeah, definitely go back, because we had... You know, praise God, Cindy brought that up. All of our shows back.
We have 300 or 400 shows
yeah,
on our website.
On the website. And
here, there's a lot of them, 2 or 3 years, right here on podcast.
Right.
On TantalkNetwork.com. Go to Living the Good Life.
Go back, and I believe most of them have titles. And you go back and just listen to those. I mean, peruse them. See which ones, you know, maybe you want to learn more about the Word.
That's
good
it.
Place to do it.
Thank you, Pastor Jim. Thank you, Cindy. We encourage you to listen to our Facebook posts. Go to Beacon of Hope Ministries. It's the one with the lighthouse with a lot of colors in it. And go to, we've got tons of Facebook posts since January. There's a lot of them. So go and listen. And this past week was hashtag True Success. The week before that was hashtag Deliver Us. The week before that was hashtag Fear Nothing. So those are the last three. So catch them and get acquainted with the ministry of Beacon of Hope. Oh, it's not far to Jesus. We love being on the air and bringing the Word of God to you week after week. This has been Cindy Logan, Pastor Jim Ellsbury, and me, Pastor Marcia, bringing you the Word of God today. And tune in again next Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. because we are always right here live in the studio with a new show week after week after week. That's what it's all about. And it's not far to Jesus. Have a great week. Blessings to you and all that you do. May God be very real to you this week. God bless you.